nationally recognized speaker, facilitator, and author Steve Klein sits down with the most fascinating difference makers in Dallas-Fort Worth. Hear from top CEOs, local entrepreneurs, and key playmakers in business right now with your host, Steve Klein.
Johan Herder said, "Whoever perseveres will be crowned." Hi, I'm Steve Klein, and welcome to Playmakers Talk Show. In the studio today are two guests who persevere. Our first playmaker went from rags to riches, and again from rags to riches, while our next playmaker has developed a product to reduce the signs of aging. With us today is a CEO whose company has gone from $250,000 to $3.6 million last year, while our next playmaker also has a foundation to help women deal with the costs of reconstructive surgery after breast cancer. These great playmakers are Dustin Gadberry. Dustin is CEO of Gadberry Construction, and Morgan Hare, president of Hylico and Eraclea. We'll begin today's show with Morgan. As I said, Morgan Hare is president, and she's co-founder of Hylico. It's the parent company of Eraclea. Launched in March of 2011, Eraclea is the company's revolutionary new line of skincare products featuring the patented Hyla Sponge system with its ultra-penetrating, moisture-retaining properties. The story of Eraclea began nearly four decades ago with Dr. Janet Denlinger, at that time a member of the Columbia University Medical Faculty, and later the co-founder of a biotech research company, and her close friend, who we have here, Morgan Hare, a medical and cosmetic marketing executive. Unhappy with the superficial skincare products they found on the market, the two friends began a quest to find a better, deeper way to fortify and refresh the skin's youthfulness. Now, Morgan brings with her more than 30 years of experience in the cosmetic and skincare industries, and she has held executive marketing and product development positions at numerous national, blue-chip consumer product and retail companies. Well, Morgan, with all that, welcome to Playmakers Talk Show.
Thank you for having me here.
Well, you conducted research at Harvard Medical School. You've also worked with Avon, Revlon, and Beauty Control. So how did all that experience move you toward putting together Eraclea?
It really started with doing research, because doing research, you have to learn discipline, and you have to have a real thought process of how you go about doing your research and designing a research project. And it's really the same when you think about beauty products. It's really problem solution. And you look at the consumer and you say, what are the problems the consumer's having with their skin, with their color cosmetics? And then how do you define what the products are that are going to meet those consumer needs of solving a problem? So they really sort of dovetail on each other, because you're always sort of looking at the consumer and how do you solve a problem.
Well, if your background is Avon, Revlon, and Beauty Control, you probably know what the consumer needs and they're not getting. So what is this new patented Hyla Sponge system, and how does that work, and why does it benefit a woman?
Well, it really sort of needs to go back is to explain that my business partner and husband have been doing research in hyaluronic acid for over 40 years.
And that's interesting, because I looked at that. I was doing research on you. What is that?
Well, hyaluronic acid it's in your skin, it's in your body, and it's a beta-glucan. And what it does is, if you think about all of your cells and you think about what holds them together, hyaluronic acid is the glue that really holds the cell together. And if you didn't have hyaluronic acid in your body, your skin in essence would fall apart. So 50% of the hyaluronic acid in your body is in your skin.
So we have to have that.
It's there already. It's there already. It's in your eyes. It's in your joints. It's in lots of places. And it's really a lubricant.
So I know with a lot of, like with joints and things like that, does this lubricant go away, or get less of it as we age?
I really can't say that it goes away or it disappears as we age. But I think as we age, certainly with your skin, you're sort of dealing with aging skin. It doesn't turn over. Cell turnover slows down, allows wrinkles to settle in. And what you really want to do is keep your skin well hydrated. That's really important. Any skincare product that doesn't hydrate your skin is not really serving the right purpose. So you have to always start with that. So with the Hyla Sponge system, it has the ability to hold 100 times its weight in water. So what you're doing is, not only are you adding moisture to your skin, but with our product, you're continuing to draw moisture to your skin, which is really important. And most people use one form of hyaluronic acid. We use three. We use three different molecular weights, because not only do you want to have water on the surface of the skin, but you really want to drive water into the skin. And that way, if the skin's well hydrated, then all these other great ingredients you use that solve problems of aging, wrinkles, age spots, dark circles, just works better, because your skin's better able to absorb it.
So in other words, a lot of that aging comes from the lack of elasticity in the skin. So you're hydrating it and making it look younger.
And better.
And better.
And better. I mean, that's what you want. I mean, I won't tell you my age, but I'm old.
Well, we all are old. But as Morgan has talked about there, there's two websites we're going to talk about on the show about her. But the first one is Eric Clea, and it's Eric Clea, E-R-A-C-L-E-A, skincare.com, and you can get a lot of the information about that.
Right.
I want to ask you more questions, but aside from your website, where can people buy your products?
We sell through med spas, doctor's offices, and online. So they can buy it in all those locations. We do not sell at retail. Part of the reason we chose not to do it is because there's so much science behind what we've done in our products and the way we've incorporated ingredients that we felt we needed to sell it in a venue where someone could really take the time to explain to you why it's the right product for you and how to use it.
When it's sitting there on the shelf, it's just one of hundreds of other products.
Correct.
No one really knows.
Yes.
Well, you have some new products that are coming out in March. And
yes.
You've apparently talked to the consumers. You found out what they wanted. What's coming?
Well, we have some interesting products coming. One is called Perfectionist 4-in-1 Cream. And what's really important, no matter what you do, is you need to use a really good sunscreen. You need to protect yourself from the sun, but yet people want benefits of, you know, dealing with the signs of aging. So we've combined ingredients to deal with the signs of aging, an SPF 30, and it's lightly tinted. So when you put it on, it really sort of evens out skin tone and makes your skin look great.
Now, this is primarily for women, or can men use this?
Men can use it, too. I mean, our products are really unisex, and we've designed our packaging to look that way. So if you're a man or a woman, that you feel comfortable using our products. And then our other products that we're doing is we found some unusual stem cells that come from the hyalocyte plant. And it's a plant that has the ability to grow near salt water. So it's a really interesting ingredient that really works with the hyalosponge system to not only hydrate your skin, but also sort of help with cell turnover. When you're young, your skin turns over every 21 days. As you get older, it turns over about every 30 to 35 days. So you really want your skin to act like young skin. And one of the products that's the most interesting is our detox oxygenating mask. And you apply this mask, and what it does is it foams up while it's on your skin. And when it's foaming, it sort of helps remove the debris from the top cellular layer. And then because you're having this bubble, what it does is it really brings oxygen to your skin. It's a really nice mask to use. So if you come home and you're sort of feeling tired and you think your skin looks a little dragged out, you know, you take 10 minutes, you put this on, it bubbles up, you wipe
That's
it off, and it makes you feel better, and it gives your skin a really nice glow.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but understand that men have an advantage over women with their skin because they're shaving all the time.
Correct.
And they're taking off a lot of those cells. Is that the reason why men's skin sometimes looks different than women's?
Absolutely. They're exfoliating almost every day.
Okay.
And that really helps with cell turnover. As women, most women don't shave, so you don't get the advantage of cell turnover. But what I know what men don't like is they don't like shaving every day.
I'll
because
tell you that.
It hurts their skin. And our Pure Hydration is just a wonderful product to use post shaving because it really hydrates and soothes the skin. And it doesn't. And what it does is it makes your skin soft enough so when you go back to shave the next day, you're not getting that irritation from shaving. So we have a lot of men who use that product.
One of the things I quit doing years ago was using any aftershave or cologne or anything. I put moisturizer on my skin after I shave.
Which is great.
Because my face feels dry. And every time I put something else on, it would just burn after I did that. Moving away from that, I want to talk about your nonprofit. But I also noticed on your website that you're looking for aesthetic sales reps, too.
You're
looking for people to work with you. Who are you looking for?
We're looking for people who have experience in the aesthetic market and have a passion for it. You know, I always say that people really need to like their product in order to sell it, and they need to use it. So we're really looking for people who have sales experience in the aesthetic market and understand who they're selling to, because it's real important to understand your consumer.
And they can find all the information on your website.
And they can apply on our website as well.
And you can also find the website on PlaymakersTalkShow.com. But before we go there, you also have a nonprofit you've developed, which is called the Alliance in Reconstructive Surgery Foundation, or AIRS.
Right.
What is that, and how did that come together with your two partners in that?
Well, Janet and I have been very lucky in our lives, and we wanted to do something to give back. And we do a lot of research with UT Southwestern Medical School with Dr. Rod Rourke. And I wrote to him one day and said that Janet and I really wanted to do something to give back, and what was something that wasn't being talked about? And he wrote back to me and told me that up to 70% of women who have mastectomies don't really know about their reconstructive rights, they don't have insurance to pay for it, or they can't even meet their copays. And as soon as we heard that, we thought, wow, it's really the thing that completes the circle for women who have breast cancer and are going through mastectomies and treatments and everything else, and that we could really do something to help them. And it's something no one's talking about. So it became really important. So the three of us started the foundation. And it's, again, really to not only educate women who are going through, you know, the whole process of finding out they have breast cancer, having a mastectomy, but it's also for every woman to know, because all of us have friends who have breast cancer. And a lot of times the breast surgeon won't talk to the patient about reconstructive surgery. And if you're going to have a mastectomy, you really need to talk to a plastic surgeon who does this kind of surgery all the time, because the breast surgeon doesn't necessarily do reconstruction. And depending upon your cancer and how it's going to be treated, you really need to know where reconstruction fits in the process for you.
The few women I know that have had reconstructive surgery, both of them right. had double mastectomies. That was decided, and that was in the plan before the mastectomies.
Right.
So it just followed in place. So I can see how that is very valuable to go into it knowing what you're going to do.
And a lot of times the breast surgeons don't tell you about it. For whatever reason, they just don't tell you. There was a law passed in New York that every breast surgeon must tell their patients about reconstructive surgery. That's New York.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're here in Dallas and you go to, you know, Parkland, or if you go to UT Southwestern, you're going to get a team around you. And that team is everything from the breast surgeon, the radiologist, the radiation therapist, the plastic surgeon, the internist, and they treat you as a team. So they make sure that you're aware of the whole process, and it's not one size fits all. It just depends on your case. If you're lucky to be here, you're going to be treated really well. But if you're someplace where they don't have that sort of system, you might not get that information that you need. So we're really about educating, advocating, and, you know, funding people who need funds to get reconstruction. Not everyone wants it, and that's okay. But if they want it, it should be made available to them. They should have the option.
Right. Well, tell everybody again the name of the website for your foundation.
It's AIRS, A-I-R-S, foundation.org.
So you can go there and find about your options for reconstructive surgery. And again, tell everybody the website for Eraclea.
It's eracleaskincare.com, and that's eraclaskincare.com.
Well, Morgan, thank you very much for being on Playmakers Talk Show.
Thank you for having me.
Morgan here is her company is Eraclea, and you can again find that in eraclaskincare.com or erasfoundation.org. Don't go away. We have more. We're going to talk about the construction business in the Dallas area and a gentleman who did well, went downhill, started over again, and did well again, and is doing well. We're going to talk to Dustin Gadberry, and we're going to talk to him about his company, Gadberry Construction. We come back right after this.
Their names are Vivian, Bryce, Zoe, and Joshua, ages 5 to 12. They are part of a very exclusive club that neither they nor their families want to belong. They've all been diagnosed with some form of pediatric cancer. Each year in DFW, hundreds of families hear the dreaded words, "Your child has cancer." Wipe Out Kids Cancer helps families cope and support researchers looking for a cure. Our mission is simple, to work relentlessly for the day when all children are living cancer-free. Learn more at wokc.org.
Operation Kindness is the oldest and largest no-kill animal shelter here in North Texas. Each day, its staff and volunteers care for an average of 300 homeless dogs and cats in its shelter in Carrollton, plus 100 more animals living in foster homes throughout the Metroplex. Learn how you can adopt, donate, or volunteer with this nonprofit group by visiting their website at operationkindness.org or by calling 972-418-7297. operationkindness.org.
Welcome back to Playmakers Talk Show. This segment, we're going to talk about construction and a little bit more. We're going to talk with Dustin Gadberry. He is the CEO of Gadberry Construction Company. He started his company in 2000, but in 2009, 9 years later, he found himself forced to lay off employees from his construction company and look for handyman jobs to survive the economic downturn, as a lot of us went through a few years ago. But today, Gadberry Construction Company is thriving, having increased its revenue from a low of $250,000 in 2010 to $3.6 million last year, and has since collectively earned over $7 million. The company is recognized in the industry for completing jobs a third of the time ahead of schedule without compromising on the quality of the work. Now, Inc. magazine has recognized Gadberry Construction as one of the fastest-growing private U.S. companies. The company was ranked 374th on the Inc. 5000 list. It was ranked 12th among construction companies. Well, congratulations, Dustin, and welcome to Playmakers Talk Show.
Thank you. I'm very happy to be here.
Well, there's a piece that I found interesting about what you've done, and we're going to talk about how you turn your company around. But first, how did you receive your Bachelor of Business Management degree from the University of Texas at Dallas and graduate cum laude in 3 years while also simultaneously building Gadberry Construction Company during the day?
Well, that was tough. I look back on that sometimes. I'm like, I don't think I could do that again. But, I mean, the truth is that was something that was a challenge. I knew I had to complete, I dropped out when I built the – I was in school, and as the company grew, I dropped out for a couple years. And so going back was just something I knew I had to finish because it was something I started. And, the hard work, that really has never bothered me at all through this whole process. It's kind of what's inherent in our company. It's how I hire my people. Everybody that works for me is no stranger to hard work. They all have like an entrepreneurial spirit. And so that in itself, when you're going through it, it's just one of those things you have to do. You look back on it, it's like, wow, that was a big chore. But at the time, you're taking little chunks every day and just trying to get to the finish line. And then hopefully when you look back, it is something great that you did.
Well, I'm in the success business. I teach people how to become more successful. And that's a big piece of it. Take those little chunks at a time. Don't worry about what you're doing.
Exactly.
Make sure you do those chunks. In doing some research about you and getting your information, your business is really almost two businesses from 2000 to 2009 and then from about 2009 to today. So talk about the first era of your business from 2000 to 2009 and how you built it up and then the foundation actually fell out of your business.
I started residential. That went great. It was during the housing boom. I was going to school at North Texas. If you wanted to do the work in that industry, it was there. Did very well. Like I said, did so well that I actually dropped out because it was growing so fast. And then actually got a chance to move into office space. I took advantage of that and then got the opportunity to move into the hospitality restaurant industry. Took that on and was doing really well. And then in the 2009, is like you said, when it did fall out, rising from that and during that off period is when I developed the strategy of diversification, which is kind of what we're reaping now. And knowing I can't just be in one area because construction by its nature is cyclical. So how do we guard against that? Well, it's about finding counter cycles within the construction industry, which I've identified through the private sector and the government sector. And then also within the government, having a mix between municipal, state, and federal. And so I started that coming out of 2009 and 2010. And in the last year and a half is where that's really started taking off and doing really well. I hired to that strategy. We've got some good key people in place. We're now in Dallas and Houston. This year we've already hit our sales so far by January this year than we did all of last year.
That's amazing. You've really reorganized, redone your business. Now, I'm going to ask you a couple of questions about that, but I believe you had 21 employees working for you prior to the bust. And then it came down to just Dustin. Is that correct?
It did. And I was actually working for people that were working for me. You know, because you were calling anybody, hey, you know, what's out there? What do you have for work? You know, you still had to put food on your table. And really, I was upside down for a while. I had accounts receivables that just came up absent, and I had suppliers and people that owed money. And so, you know, I worked to get everybody paid. There's nobody that we didn't pay coming out of that. Everybody got taken care of, even though we didn't get paid. And that was important to me.
And you figured out how to do that. But what you're telling me before about the cycles, you could have different industries you're working with, and one could be on the bottom, one could be on the top, and you're now having a number of different industries you can work with, so you can never bottom out. There's always one that'll work.
Never say never.
Hopefully it shouldn't if you're diversified as well as you are.
Absolutely, and that's the plan. It's to be in the different industries and different segments, so that way we're more guarded against that, and we can see it coming. The private sector usually reacts first. The government comes in behind it. So it gives you that kind of somewhat of a cushion that you can take reactive measures for if anything dramatic ever does happen.
Well, you mentioned the government side of the business, and I believe you discovered that through the Dallas SBDC.
Yes.
So tell everybody what that is and then what you learned by working with them and why most people don't know about it.
You know, it was I rave about them all the time because it's kind of this unfound resource that, you know, I Googled wanting to know more about government research, and they came up, and I went to a couple classes, and everybody down there is so wonderful. They want to help you. Endless resources down there, and they have different people in different disciplines that can handle all different industries. And I don't know why more people don't know about them. I know they're an underutilized source. I tell anybody that's wanting to start a business or trying to grow their business or just wants to know more about their own business to go down to the SBDC. They're on Corinth Street. There's one in Collin County. There's one in Tarrant County. And there's one down in Dallas. They just rebranded as the Metropolitan SBDC.
And tell us what SBDC stands for.
SBDC is Small Business Development Center, and they're a branch of the SBA. It's all funded by your taxes, so essentially
there's no cost to you as the business owner.
There's zero cost.
And through them, you found out about government contracts and how to get into the government sector.
Absolutely. Yep. They help coach you along the way, what to watch out for, the ins and outs, some of the pitfalls, can get you in the matchmaking seminar so you can talk to certain primes and contracting agencies. And they try to go out of their way to help. And that really is what helped guide me in that arena so effectively. We haven't tripped or fallen in that. And that's the government sector is one of those places people are always scared to go, but it's just about getting the right tools to go there.
Well, we're speaking with Dustin Gadbury, and his website is Gadbury Construction, but the website is gccorp.net.
Yes.
So people can find out more about you. You're in construction. There's a lot of companies that do construction, but from the research I did on you, it looks like you're a little bit different. And I think what stands out is one of the rebuilds that almost became almost original was the La Tapatia restaurant or bakery in Grand Prairie. Tell us about that and how you worked with them. It seems like almost a relationship thing you developed with them as you got them going again after fire.
Yeah, and really every build we do, when people ask me what kind of construction we do, I tell them if it's a business that makes you money, we probably build it. If it has a cash register or point of sale, that's usually we'll build that. And to do that effectively, you really do got to get with your clients and figure out how does their business work. Because just like they don't understand construction, and sometimes when they see something two-dimensional, they think it's what they need, but unless you can kind of put them in a three-dimensional mindset, they don't really know that certain things aren't going to work for them, or understanding that, you know, it's a production line.
And you sat down with them to help them understand this because they had the building ahead already.
Yes.
And they had a fire, but you showed them how to redo that to make it, you mentioned the production line, to make it work more effectively for them.
Yes. Their original contractor came in and was trying to, hey, this is what, trying to dictate the design, basically. But I'm not a baker. she's the only baker in the bunch. And so when we came in, she'd been kind of beating her head against the wall for months, spent a lot of money on plans and engineering that didn't work because it wasn't what fit her needs. And so it was a really limited budget, but it was a heart-wrenching story because it was a family business. And so we were more than happy to step in and sit down with her and try to figure out how to get her to point B. You know, we had to do most of the design in-house just because we couldn't afford to go out to architects and engineers to say, all right, you guys tell us what it is.
So you saved her a lot of money.
We did. A lot of money and a lot of time. I mean, and doing it that way as well, we were able to really streamline it and get it to the completion mark. I mean, she was so great to work with. She still keeps in contact with us.
Well, you've had another benefit as a result of working with them too. Is there something that when you need a certain product, you tend to get it, and you get a lot of them? Tell us what happened after you completed the bakery for them.
Oh yeah, baked goods are no longer a problem. Tanya in our office, she had a birthday, and we called. We're like, we need a cake. We got four cakes. All different flavors, four cakes. One said happy, one said birthday, one said Tanya, and one was just another cake.
Well, you obviously did a wonderful job for them for you to do that. You were mentioning the government contract. You said you're in Houston now, too. You just got a $1.7 million contract for a hike and bike trail in Houston. Now, was that from the work you did with the Dallas SBDC, helping you understand that?
Yeah, that was a result of that, and also through CEO classes that I actually ended up taking through my relationships at the SBDC, through the Goldman Sachs program and through the Emerging Leaders program, and hired a good key hire who was my construction mentor, Chuck Keat. And he's down in Houston. And so that's one of his strong skill sets. And so, yeah, we've got that hike and bike trail. We're actually just finishing it. We're getting a bridge delivered this month, getting that put in. They're about to start a new airport runway. So we're doing an airstrip down in Houston now, which is a great project for us. But it's back to finding the right people and getting the right team put together for those things.
It's obvious you did that. You went from doing almost nothing to rebuilding your business. And from what I see, and we talked about this before the show started, it's almost a relationship business you develop with your clients. You work with them very closely.
Yes.
And that's why they like working with you. So tell everybody again what your website is.
GCCorp.net. You can also get through us through GadberryConstruction.com. It's just the GC Corp's just easier to get out sometimes.
And if anybody doesn't know where to find that, you can always get it on the Playmakers Talk Show website, because the phone number and website will be on there. Dustin, thank you very much for being a part of Playmakers Talk Show.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
It's been a great show. Thank you all very much for joining us. Join us also at PlaymakersTalkShow.com, where you can get all of our replays and past episodes. That's PlaymakersTalkShow.com. And we're going to be back next week with more Playmakers. See you then.
Who will Steve be interviewing next? Find out on Playmakers Talk Show with Steve Klein every Friday afternoon at 3 on 770 KAAM. Hear this interview again by going to Steve's website, PlaymakersTalkShow.com.